70s, 80s, 90s, the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Good morning. I'm Corey in for Darcy with Jill and Scott. We do have a late bus this morning.
We do have a late bus, and that late bus is FSB 2233, Nicole Couture's bus at Colsomare, operating on a one-hour delay.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Oh, I love Fridays. I love getting to know people. And this one is a fun one, Jill. I think the last time I saw Dwayne, he was manhandling me out of some venue.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
as soon as she said to me, Dwayne Pino will be our interesting islander, I'm like, I know him. And you didn't actually ask how I knew him, but through security and through school, mostly on the security side.
On the security side.
Calm a wild man.
Yeah, yes, you're getting kicked out of places all the time, causing ruckuses.
Yeah.
Hi, Dwayne, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me in this morning.
We are so happy to have you here, and we've already had chats about your interesting career path. Tell us a little bit about you. Where did you grow up and stuff?
Well, I guess my whole childhood, I was in Stratford. I had a wonderful family. Well, I have a wonderful family. Great childhood. I have one brother. Played lots of sports and got into coaching when I was younger, living in Stratford. Moving to today, I live in Wheatley River with my wonderful wife, Jessica, and I have a four-year-old boy, Wyatt. He's my little buddy. He's completely awesome, and we actually got into homesteading thanks to my wife. So I'm a city boy, and she's been teaching me about how to homestead. So it's a lot of fun.
Okay, and when you were talking about your son, I can see that the role of being a dad is one that you like. It's perhaps your favorite thing.
Oh, it's amazing. Being a parent's the hardest thing I've ever done, but it's also the best thing. And I can't imagine not being a dad now. So Wyatt has changed my life, and I love him to death.
Yes, I'm sure.
The skill set of just being a dad and coaching, like let's go back to sports for a minute and all the different roles that you played in your sports time.
I love sports as a kid. My parents were very supportive, and they let me join. I played baseball, basketball, softball, golf, hockey, football. But I really love baseball and basketball. And I, as a young person, it was actually Dave Holland. Dave was my first baseball coach, and he actually got me to help him out after I finished on his team, and it got me involved in sports. And way back in the day, Joanne Weir, who used to be the recreation director in Stratford, she recruited me and got me into coaching basketball and baseball. And I joined the Baseball Association and got right involved there. It was just amazing. Coaching kind of led me to where I am today. So it was a hobby, but it was also a passion.
And you're still tied to, you grew up in Stratford, now you live in Wheatley River?
Yes.
And you're still very connected to the town of Stratford. So
I can't seem to get away from Stratford, so I work there now, and I spend a lot of time there every week.
Okay, well, we're going to chat more about that when we come back.
Papa John's.
Better call Papa.
Papa John's is here to keep you on a budget with any large specialty pizza for just $19.99. Affordable quality with Papa John's.
Or iced coffee with a minimum $1 pre-tax purchase. Only on the app. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada. App download and registration required.
Rainfall warning for Kings and Queens counties. Today, a mix of sun and cloud, chance of rain showers or flurries. Later today, a high of +3. Tonight, we'll see about 10 millimeters of rain in Kings and Queens counties, 5 millimeters in Prince. Possible freezing rain in Prince County as well overnight. Little wind tonight, temperature rising to +5 by morning in Kings and Queens with a low of +1 in Prince. And tomorrow, not so great. Heavy rain turning to snow late morning, a risk of freezing rain as well. Kings and Queens, sorry, That's hard, guys. Kings and Queens counties, my goodness. 15 to 25 millimeters of rain, 10 centimeters of snow. Prince, 5 millimeters of rain, 5 to 10 centimeters of snow. Wind gust to 60. Temperature will drop to minus 5 with a minus 13 wind chill in Kings and Queens. Minus 8 with a minus 17 wind chill in Prince. Holy smokes. Right now it's minus 4 with a minus 9 wind chill in Summerside. Minus 6, minus 11 wind chill in Charlottetown. Scott.
Late bus FSB 2233, Nicole Couture's bus to Colsermere, 1 hour delay.
'70s, '80s, '90s, the Ocean 100 Morning Show. I'm Corey, in for Darcy with Jill and Scott and our interesting Islander, Dwayne Pinot. And I got a text like right after you were talking about coaching. I got a text that says you're the best baseball coach, provincial champions, Hogan Stratford A's, from Greg. So that was awesome to read.
That's always nice to hear.
I want to jump into a little bit about security talk, because I jokingly said I knew you from security, but it's totally true from like a bunch of different venues. So how did that kind of start for you? As
well, it actually started as when I was in college. I just needed a part-time job, so somebody offered me a job at a bar. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. I was a bigger guy, so they just assumed I could be a bouncer, and I ended up getting, I moved around from bar to bar in Charlottetown, working different places. Then I started to realize it's an interesting job, but you need some training when it comes to it. So I kind of got involved on the training side and learning more about it. I actually went away for a while, and I did actually a close protection and corporate security with different contracts all over the place. And when I came back, I seen a job posting about loss prevention and a private investigation, and I took it. And from there, it was with the D.F. Berry Group, who they have a number of different security companies. So I met Dan Berry, and after talking to him, he actually started a new company called TourSec, which does concert and event security. And he's seen my background, and he made me the general manager for that company. And I worked there for about 10 years, but my real focus was getting into training. So I ended up becoming a use of force instructor. I trained our different staff on how to be responsible security officers, and kind of grew from there.
There is a lot of pieces to that. And then knowing what you do now, watching the human spirit from a security standpoint and the things that can trip people up, to what you do now is an amazing trajectory to
talk about. It really it taught me a lot, and then it made me realize I'd like to focus on, instead of seeing people getting into trouble, keeping them out of trouble from a younger age. So that's kind of where I changed focus on my career path.
Well, the town of Stratford is grateful. I'm pretty sure. What's your title there now?
I'm the youth and family coordinator for the town of Stratford. Most people don't have a clue what that means. So I manage and run the Stratford Youth Center. So I focus on dealing with youth. We also run different family programs within the community, usually family events that we run.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, we'll get into it some more as we continue along with our interesting Islander. It is time for the celebration calendar. And first up, Tom Thompson of Winslow, happy 75th. Nancy Most of New Annan is celebrating. Darren DL, happy birthday from family and friends. Bailey Perry and Tignish, happy 15th, with lots of love from Grandma. Dwayne Reeves from your brother-in-law and the family. And Ross Corner, happy 75th. Happy 13th birthday to Marilee McCarran, lots of love from Mom, Dad, Dorian, Meadow, Tupi and Binu, Neo, Clyde, they're in Stratford. And Bernita Moore of Charlottetown, big 6-0 from Mom, Dad, and your younger brothers and sister.
Happy 55th birthday to Barb McDonald in O'Leary. That's from all your family. In Montague, Margie Clough is turning 57. Happy birthday as well to Kimberly Burke.
Tara Johnson Penny from Murray River, happy birthday to you. Love from your family. Alexander Stafford, a very happy 18th birthday to you. Love mom, Scott and Julia. Gerard Murray in Rocky Point celebrating a birthday on the 24th. Isaac, again, in Seven Mile Bay, turning 27. Happy birthday to you. Happy 10th birthday to Rhea Buchanan in Pleasant Grove. Love from Mom, Dad, Sadie, Reese, and Tucker. Thane Arsenault in Sherwood. Matching digits, the big 5-5. Happy birthday to you, Thane. And also, I have to say an early birthday to my mom, Karen Chandler. She's celebrating birthday on Sunday. Happy birthday, Mom. I love you.
Awesome. Congratulations to Marcus Gallant in Summerside. Marcus celebrated earlier this week, and we'll be getting a Confederation Bridge Pass in the mail. And Julia Smith of Winslow also winning a Bridge Pass.
Awesome.
Well done.
Golf clap.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
After falling off to -8. Traffic running smoothly on the Confederation Bridge. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right, 8:07, Ocean 100 Morning Show. Darcy's trivia question today. Which candy slogan is Taste the Rainbow?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
I wasn't really sure on this answer.
I think it's Skittles.
It is Skittles. You weren't sure on the answer. Yes, it was Skittles. A bunch of people thought Lifesavers. Jolly Ranchers was one of the other frequently guessed wrong answers. Congratulations going out to Noella Nicholson. Noella, we have for you a gift card from Robin's Donuts, so you can treat everyone to coffee and treats.
Scott and I are in a clap off.
I know. I was like,
sorry.
You got like the live studio audience.
Welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Can we take your order?
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
'70s, '80s, '90s, the Ocean 100 Morning Show. I'm Corey in for Darcy, along with Jill and Scott. We do have a late bus this morning.
Yes, the late bus this morning, FSB 2233, Nicole Couture's bus to Ecolsur Mare, operating on a one-hour delay.
Our interesting Islander is Dwayne Pino. He's here in the Oceanfront studio talking about life and coaching and helping youth. And let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you do with the youth in Stratford.
Yeah, sure. The town of Stratford, actually, they're very, very proactive when it comes to youth. They completely fund it's a town program, the Stratford Youth Center. And what we do is we provide a safe space for youth to participate in different programs and events. And it's for youth in grade 5 to grade 12. This year, we have 77 youth involved in the program. Our registrations are closed for the season, but we reopen every September. What we try to do, there's no cost for the kids to participate in the program, but as part of the registration, they commit to doing a minimum of 20 volunteer hours per year with youth center activities. So 20 volunteer hours, most find they can get that pretty quickly. We actually, in the last year, we had two or three youth get around 200 hours for the year. So we find that getting them involved with volunteering helps build, it gives them respect for their community. It teaches them responsibility, and it really shows them that they're capable of a lot more than they might think they are. So it helps build resumes for the future. Future employers love seeing volunteer work, especially at such a young age. So it's been a very successful program, and we're continuing trying to grow and grow.
It's a great program. And when I was a kid, I remember what I thought I wanted to do and got into it and found a love. But a lot of times people don't know what they want to do. And if you have that downtime or like you're not sporty, like there's so many things that you might not be interested in, and then you get sidetracked into a path that might not be ideal as a foundation for your older years. So having a program like this for youth is just incredible.
Yeah, and we try to keep the kids busy. Busy means they're getting, it keeps them out of trouble when keeps them focused. We offer a ton of different clubs and programs. We have everything from a newspaper club to a leadership club. We have drop-in programs. We have art program, drama. We're actually preparing to do a play in May, Charlotte's Web. So we have 15 or 16 kids involved with that. So we are constantly offering new programs and new clubs based on what interests of the youth are that we have currently enrolled in the programs.
And I think if you could give a quick overview of this, Duane, because the Youth Center, the Youth Council, over the last year or so, saw a situation that they wanted improvements. So that they were concerned about road safety in their town. And you took them through a process that was actually, I'm sure, quite a learning experience for them. So tell us just a little bit about what they did there.
Sure. So part of the Youth Center, we have a youth council. It's made up of 12 youth in grade 10 to 12. We've had an issue with events that we have at Cotton Park, where the Youth Center is located, where the crosswalk is a little dangerous. People were trying to cross the road to the community gardens, and there's a parking lot over there, and cars just weren't stopping. So Youth Council identified it as a serious issue. They got together. They worked on different little subcommittees. They managed to... the town had initially asked the province to put in... upgrade the crosswalk so it had a push button, flashing lights, all that. Based on their guidelines, it didn't meet the criteria. So the youth met with local MLAs. They met with different government officials, and they managed to get the upgrades put in last fall. So it was great to see the kids. They felt so accomplished afterwards, and I was very proud of the work they did for it.
Absolutely. And such a learning process. And rather than just complain, like, they realize they could affect change. So, an awesome lesson.
More with our Interesting Islander on Ocean 100.
Spin to win this February at Red Shore Charlottetown. Every Sunday to Wednesday from 3 to 8 p.m., Rewards Club members have a chance to win a spin on the big wheel for great prizes, including spa gift cards and dine.
Stop the beer tax hike. Visit hereforbeer.ca.
Oh, nice mustache, eh?
Rainfall warning for Kings and Queens counties. Today, a mix of sun and cloud, a chance of rain showers or flurries, and a high of 3. Tonight, 10 millimeters of rain in Kings and Queens counties, 5 millimeters in Prince, possible freezing rain as well. Some wind, temperature rising to plus 5 by morning in Kings and Queens, a low of plus 1 in Prince. And tomorrow is heavy rain turning to snow late morning, risk of freezing rain. Kings and Queens to see 15 to 25 millimeters of rain, 10 centimeters of snow, and Prince 10 millimeters and 5 to 10 centimeters of snow. Wind gust to 60, temperature dropping to minus 5 with a minus 13 wind chill in Kings and Queens, minus 8 with a minus 17 wind chill in Prince. Right now it's minus 3 with a minus 9 wind chill in Summerside, minus 4 and a minus 10 wind chill in Charlottetown.
Late bus this morning, bus FSB 2233, Nicole Couture's bus to Écault-sur-Mer, running 1 hour late.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And our Interesting Islander this morning, Duane Pino with the town of Stratford. And it's been awesome chatting with you. I know we talked a little bit about some of the programs that you offer with the youth, and there's a big event coming up.
Yep. We just finished a big event, Winterfest, and now we actually have Bowl for Kids' Sakes coming up. We got 18 kids being involved in that. And then March 8th and 9th is our annual walkathon. It's our leadership club with the Youth Center, and this is a fundraiser for them to raise money towards their leadership trip in the summer. They'll be heading to Quebec and Ontario for a week. the walk-a-thon, they're in teams of six. There's four teams, and they will be walking for 24 hours straight at the Stratford Town Center. So they take turns. They always have to have at least one person on their team walking, and they see how many kilometers each team can collect.
And last year, I think I remember, perhaps they were successful in raising over like $5,000 or something.
Yeah, I think it was around $6,000. So they did well. They're hoping for more than that this year. These leadership trips that we go on every couple of years, they're quite costly, and so they're hoping for a good turnout of support, and they collect donations. Either individually or they can be donated online through our GoFundMe page. You can find that off the Stratford Youth Center Facebook page or our website.
That's links. Awesome. And I have to say, Dwayne, just knowing your story and knowing you grew up in Stratford, recreation played a huge role in your own childhood. And here you are back at the town. And you just have such a positive impact on so many youth in the town. So I have to say thank you to you. It's significant, the work that you do there.
No, I appreciate it. And I love my job. I love working with youth. And I feel like it's something I can do to hopefully make a difference in some young people's lives. So I really enjoy going to work every day.
This is awesome. Thank you for spending time with us this morning and for all that you do.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun, and you guys are awesome. Thanks a lot.
Dwayne Pino, our interesting islander on Ocean 100.
You always get a break at Robbins.
Treat yourself at Robbins and play their new game. Sip, scratch, and win. Have a chance at winning great prizes like your favorite hot beverage or one of 25 $1,000.